It is a prosperous year in the cornfields of Polo, Illinois, for farmer Brian Duncan.
This year we had a record yields and a huge crop.
It is a similar story across the country. Farmers coming off one of the worst years on record because of last year's drought now face some of the best yields in recent memory. That, however, is where Duncan says the good news ends.
As we look at the increased bushels, but our inventories are going to be worth $3 a bushel less than they were valued at this time a year ago.
As the sun sets each day on Duncan's golden harvest, the price of corn continues to decline from an all-time high of more than $7 a bushel set during the peak of the drought last year.
$4 corn in this environment is tough enough, let alone $2.50 or $2.75 corn, which we could easily be looking at with another big crop, which is why we needed higher blend rates of ethanol.
Demand for ethanol, a liquid fuel created from corn, grew in 2007 when the Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS, was put in place. The RFS mandated that fuel makers blend ethanol into their gasoline, with the amount increasing over time. That was good news for corn producers like Duncan, who saw a steady increase in demand for their product and its price. Times, however, are changing, says GrainAnalyst.com contributing editor Craig Turner.
We've hit the blend wall. Since 2008, the United States consumes about 9% less gasoline than we used to, and we can only use 10% of ethanol in a gallon of gasoline, and we basically hit that wall. So we can't produce any more ethanol, we really have to stay the same, and if fuel efficiency even gets better, then the ethanol mandate can even come down further.
Turner says one ironic factor driving down demand for ethanol is the growing number of fuel-efficient vehicles on the road.
Every year we take older cars off the road and replace them with more fuel-efficient cars. We're going to be using less gasoline. So now that we've reached this peak in corn ethanol, it's actually